every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMCMAHADRA. Anybody else?
No, all of them are fine.
Yeah, okay. We don't speak for any of those guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
As you know, if you've listened to this show for any period of time.
Yes.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
Someone said that on Facebook. They sent me a thing and said, I love you, Shelley, Bruce, and Mark, the solution.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
So people are going to start calling him Mr. Solution?
Mark the Solution.
They do that when I walk into meetings. They call me.
You should have seen tonight. We went and spoke
hey,
on
solution.
A panel. They all went down. It was like we were in Mecca. They all hit their knees, went on the floor, and said, "The Solution is here."
They all sounded like Arnold?
Yeah. The Solution is here.
He'll be back.
I love when Sarah comes to the meeting and Fausto's there. And she goes, "Hi, I'm Sarah from SLA." And he goes, "Look, Sarah. I'm looking for Sarah Connor."
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Welcome
back.
I thought you were going to say all my friends to the show you wish would end. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside. I'm just burning time right now because, well, I guess I could do it. It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Almost forgot the mic there. A U.S. Marine couldn't make it home for the holidays, so he sent the next best thing, a replacement, in the form of a 7-foot ice sculpture he had made for his 11-year-old sister for Christmas.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He loves his sister.
Wow.
He got an icy reception, though.
That seems like it would be expensive, too. It's an ice sculpture of him, right? Or is it an ice sculpture of something else?
Well, he didn't ship it from Afghanistan. He had it probably made around the area.
Well, yeah. No, clearly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, to have a full size, guy carved out of ice, I think would be expensive anyway.
Yeah. It was in his likeness. He sent a picture of himself.
Sweet. Yeah. And did it have like a video with it of the girl all teary-eyed and stuff?
Well, it had a picture of her with, you know, hugging the ice sculpture.
Said I melt in your arms.
Yeah.
I noticed they left it outside, to make it so it'll stay longer.
What area of the country was this in?
Back east.
It's cold.
A lot of cold right now back east.
Yeah, it's cold. So. It's not even that warm out here on the west coast.
No. Fortunately, we didn't get washed away with that river of water that came running through Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, we were lucky.
Okay, I don't know if either one of you guys saw the Books for Christmas video?
No.
Okay, there was a 3-year-old. He was 3 at the time. He's 4 now. 3-year-old Michael Helms, who pitched a flaming fit on Christmas morning last year because he got books for Christmas.
Oh, I heard something about this, but
yeah,
I didn't
it was it went viral. It was a video that went viral of him opening the books and then him saying, "What the heck is this? Nobody gets books for Christmas."
Oh, I would have gave him all books this year.
And just having a fit about it. Well, he's done it again. He completely embarrassed his mother on national television, talking about the video going viral on some local talk show.
Uh-huh.
He spent the entire time making faces at the camera, and then when they gave him...
Yeah, but how old is he?
He's four.
Four.
Well, of course he's making faces at the camera. He's four.
And then when they gave him a toy doll, like a Woody, you know, Woody the Cowboy doll, he said, "I already have this," and then tossed it aside.
Slap.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I think I would plan if I let my four-year-old go on television that I was going to be embarrassed by the time it was done.
Yeah.
I would just figure that.
Especially the four-year-old whose claim to fame is going off because he got a book for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's your first indicator, Mom, that this isn't going to end up good.
Although if my kid said, "I already have this," and threw it on the side, he'd be able to have a song the following Christmas. "All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth from the two you knocked out of my mouth."
I give him a lump of coal.
Hey, coal's expensive nowadays. I think you got to rethink that.
I give him a charcoal briquette.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. New California laws are taking effect in the new year.
Oh, let's hear these.
First of all, marijuana. I think we've already done this one. Marijuana goes from a misdemeanor to an infraction. There will be no notation on your rep sheet if you're caught with marijuana.
Okay.
You hear that, everyone? Shelly says it's okay.
I didn't say it was okay.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, now you won't get in trouble. Won't even go on your record.
The state will be releasing severely sick or dying inmates through a new medical parole program. So basically all you got to do is get a note from your doctor and you can get out of jail free.
And a medical marijuana card.
Yeah, well, and a medical marijuana card.
You know what, though?
It.
If you think about it, I'm not so against that. And I'll tell you why. Not that I don't think these guys should complete their term, but you know what? I'm paying for these guys I'm paying for their medical treatment, which if they're dying is probably extraordinary.
You're still
I'd rather
be paying
lay it off on his family.
And they
You're still going to be paying for it.
You're still paying for it through the state.
Yeah.
But
not if they've got not if his family's got money.
Yeah.
I mean, some people you'd still pay for, so it would be a wash either way, but some of these people would be
getting
paid for.
If he doesn't have insurance, and his wife doesn't have insurance,
Obamacare will take care of him.
Then he's going to end up on the county dime.
Obamacare is going to take care of him.
Yeah. In which case, he'd rather stay in jail because he has better health care than we do.
He probably does.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Better health care than I do.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard of people actually committing crimes to go to jail because they need dental work.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Well, it happens in New Jersey. I know that for sure.
No, I mean, I don't know if I'd do it. No, I don't think so. I didn't do it before.
All right. The next law is that the paparazzi may no longer drive around or encircle a celebrity because it's now considered false imprisonment.
A little late for Diana.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not. What they do is the paparazzi, they get in their cars and they follow the celebrities in their cars, and they try to circle the celebrity's car with their cars and slow them down so they can all take pictures. That's now considered false imprisonment.
All I can think of is Ward Baxter, who you guys probably don't even remember that is in the front of the line going, "Wagons, ho!"
All
See,
I can think about
very
is that,
few people got
all
that.
I can think about is that Green Hornet commercial where he goes to open the window and pushes the button and the cannons fire out of the front of the car.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be.
They all need a James Bond car.
Yeah. Oh, paparazzi.
They need the jet slick. Out the back.
Yeah.
Or the oil slick out the back.
Yeah, they all need a James Bond car.
Tom Slick.
It is now a misdemeanor, the last law that we want to talk about, because we need to move on. It is now a misdemeanor to impersonate someone else on the internet with the purpose of deceiving or injuring others.
What if you're smoking pot while you do it?
Well, it still counts.
It's just an infraction.
like someone creating a fake Facebook profile in someone else's name in order to deceive somebody else or hurt the person they're trying to impersonate.
I mean, but how would you hurt them? Like, you mean like emotional hurt or something? Like
yeah, like slander.
Oh, okay.
Or is it libel? If it's written, it's libel, isn't it?
That should be wrong.
Yeah, it should be wrong. And now it is wrong.
Good.
I think it was always wrong. Now it's just...
illegal.
Notated
now you get
wrong.
Trouble for it.
Scientists have found that reindeer regularly eat magic mushrooms to get high. And then certain herdsmen...
And fly
on Christmas Eve. And certain herdsmen in some countries drink their urine to get high themselves.
The reindeer's urine.
The reindeer's urine.
Good, okay, now wait a minute.
Now, what I want to know is how do they collect the reindeer urine?
Well, what I want to know is why don't they just eat the magic mushrooms?
I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing. Let me drink this urine. Yeah.
Guys are in the corner going, dude, could save you some trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just repeating
here,
what the story said.
Yeah.
Eat the shrooms. Don't drink the pee. Don't eat yellow snow.
Just repeating.
A good rule to follow.
Well, yeah, you know, I can't say as I've ever thought of doing anything else other than eating the shrooms.
Maybe it's more concentrated when it comes out the urine. Who knows?
Who knows?
Eat more shrooms.
In Missoula,
they're not just for salad anymore.
In Missoula, Montana, the entire jury pool for a marijuana possession case staged a mutiny and refused to convict on a 16th of an ounce. They could not seat a jury because no one would convict the guy.
Good.
They went to juror after juror and kept having to excuse them because everybody kept saying, no, I won't convict. And they just walked out. They had to dismiss the case.
How big a town is this?
Missoula, Montana? I don't know.
Missoula? I mean, I've heard of it.
There's a few people there.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, like 40,000, 50,000?
I don't know.
Wonder how many people have to go through before they just go, screw it.
Well, they went through the entire pool. That means all the alternates.
Prosecutor was stoned, and defense attorney was stoned, judge was stoned.
Well, a 16th of an ounce, come on. Why did they even waste their time?
Because it's illegal there.
Stone you when you're driving in.
Well, you got to remember, in California, it's only an infraction.
That's true.
But like in Arizona, it's not only an infraction. Yeah. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah. Arizona, it's a death penalty.
Damn near. I remember when I was a kid, you didn't even want to get caught with seeds. Conspiracy to grow weed. You're like, dude, it's the seeds I took out of the weed I smoked.
Dude, I just cleaned my weed.
No, you're going to grow.
Dude.
Dude, where's my car?
Okay. In
Florida!
A 14-week, 10-county initiative called Operation Growing Pains netted 135 arrests, 17,000 confiscated pills, and $3.6 million during a crackdown on illegal prescription drug trade, which begs the question, who thinks up stupid names like Operation Growing Pains?
That's exact.
Kurt Cameron.
There you go. That's a good one. I thought for sure it was going to be some about growing weed.
Yeah, so did I. That'd be a good name.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a lame name.
It is a lame name. That's why, I mean, like, okay, great. They've busted all these people. That's a wonderful thing because prescription drug abuse is getting out of control. However, the real issue is, can you guys think up some decent names?
Yeah, like Farmageddon.
That's good. Yes, Farmageddon is good.
Farmageddon would have been a good one.
But no.
Growing pains, Kurt Cameron. Have you seen, dude, there's some videos about Kurt on YouTube, like, where he's, like, talking, like, nothing against born-again Jesus fans, but he is really, like, they were, I can't even explain. You got to go look at it on YouTube. Just look up Kurt Cameron and, like, Jesus, and there is some videos of him talking where he is, I've met a lot of Christians who are not out there. He's way out there.
He's around the bend, huh?
Way out there. Not as far out there as, who's the guy that was in the movie we saw recently, Christmas Vacation? What's his name?
Randy Quaid.
He's about as far out there as you can get. He's in Canada somewhere now, running from the law.
Hiding.
From squatting in his own house.
No, he's not running from the law. He'd be happy to turn himself in, but he's afraid they're going to kill him. That the big global conspiracy to kill celebrities will get him.
Hey, if Tom Cruise is still alive, he has a good shot of making it, Randy Quaid.
Okay.
Because if you're going to kill a celebrity, I think Tom Cruise is first on the hit list.
The U.S. executed 12% fewer death row inmates this year due to the high cost of executions and a shortage of the drug used in lethal injections. And I have to ask this question, how much does a bullet cost?
Wow.
85 cents.
Wow.
But you got to pay the union guy like $740 to fire it.
Wow. You know what?
What?
I was going to say, you can kill them all for $100. You slam with 1 gram of pure cocaine. Boom. Gone.
Oh.
Except for the one guy that would be lucky. He'd just get really, really, really loaded.
Like Caretaker in The Longest Yard, just light the saw on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that bad?
I don't know, because I didn't really hear what you were saying.
Okay.
The Longest Yard. It's a classic.
I missed it.
You know what? The one with Adam Sandler?
Not so much.
Yeah, you know, I love Adam Sandler. Yeah, you know what? You got to give me Burt Reynolds.
And Eddie Albert.
Let him through the line this time. Wham.
Let him in.
Shelly's like, I have no frame of reference at all.
You know,
it's a guy flick.
Yeah,
it's total guy flick.
I wasn't
football in a penitentiary.
It's okay. I wasn't really listening.
Thank you.
Bromance.
Yeah, Bromance Films Incorporated.
In New York.
City.
Yes, actually. Clement Hunter was actually awaiting arraignment on drug charges when he ran a red light, tried to evade the police for several blocks, then he was finally pulled over and was found to have 513 pounds of marijuana in his van. The source of the
good
marijuana and his destination are still under investigation.
Nice.
Where'd you get the marijuana? The ground?
Yeah. So he was he on his way to court or anything, or he was just pending?
His arraignment was pending.
Oh.
I have a feeling there's going to be a strike against him in court.
He should try to get those two sentences
combined.
Combined?
Yeah, combined, yeah. Can I get those concurrent, please?
Yeah.
I got a little trouble when I was waiting.
Can you imagine
meeting
his attorney? He's like, you've almost got it worked out to get him off. Then he gets pulled over 513 pounds of weed in his car. You're like, that's going to put a niche in my a little glitch in the wheel.
And finally, a Baltimore man landed in hot water when Brian Bolster's BMW went out of control and hit his house, revealing an indoor pot farm.
Double oops.
Unfortunately, Brian Bolster died.
In the wreck?
Yes.
Ooh. The guy driving it didn't have 513 pounds in his car,
did the pot? Did the pot survive?
Yes, they took the pot out of the house.
Oh, God.
20 plants.
Thank God. Wow, but the guy got killed? Was he like...
The guy in the BMW died. His car caught fire.
Oh, the guy...
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
And the whole town got loaded.
Did you ever see the... I showed it to Shelly one time on YouTube. There's this thing where... I think it was like David Letterman or something. It's got this thing. It's like this house fire in San Diego. And it's a house fire where they've been growing marijuana in the house. And they're like... One firefighter had to be taken to the hospital. And they're talking to him. And he's like... Yeah, man. He's like, there was so much smoke. Smoke, man.
I was hotboxing the condo.
Oh, man. So is that the end of the boozy news? Yes, it is.
You started a little high.
I did. I started way high. It was like I caught myself in my zipper or something.
I think I hurt myself.
Wow.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Fortunately, Casa de las Amigas did not hurt themselves. Shelly's thing sounded just normal.
That's it.
That's awesome. So.
What?
So here we are sitting around here being as unmotivated as we can be. So that's the topic.
I totally don't want to do this show.
It's the topic.
Perfect.
Being unmotivated. So now what are you going to do about a thing like that, Shelly?
Leave you guys to it and go to bed.
Perfect. No, I mean, so you're unmotivated about anything. What do you do?
Go do something else.
Like? I mean, what gets you motivated to do anything? I mean, does it matter what the cause is? Or, like, let's say your cause is depression, you're not likely to be motivated to do much.
No, but if I get frustrated, I get motivated to do something sometimes, because if I get frustrated doing one thing, it motivates me to go do something else, and then maybe I can come back and find the solution to the thing, the first thing.
So you call Mark?
No.
The solution.
The solution.
I never call Mark.
Oh.
Well, rarely, once in a while.
She looks for solutions in other places.
She doesn't.
If she called me, she could just be done with it.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I'll keep that in mind.
She calls her sponsor or something.
She sucks.
Man. Becky, you know what Becky says? Call Mark.
No, my poor sponsor hasn't had a call from me in like 2 weeks.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
I know. I saw her the other day.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. Why should I?
I've seen her sponsor since the last time she talked to her sponsor.
Yeah.
What motivates you to call your sponsor?
I gave your sponsor a hug since the last time you
No,
even
I talked to her too. I talked to her at the party that we went to.
Oh, I thought you said it'd been 2 weeks.
But since I called her.
Oh, since you called her. I saw her at the Tuesday meeting.
No. I don't go to that meeting anymore.
Yeah.
I was totally unmotivated to go to that meeting, so I picked another meeting.
Oh, so that's how you became motivated. You went to a different meeting.
Yeah, so I went to a different meeting that I'm finding much more, I don't know if enjoyable is the right word, but instructive certainly fits.
You're going in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
Uh-huh.
You damn drunk you.
I know.
One of the few people I know who is actually a real live pure alcoholic.
And I go to no AA meetings anymore.
And you have a commitment at the NA meeting.
Yes.
Do you use the word sober?
No, I say recovery.
You don't say the word clean?
Yeah, I'll say clean.
I say sober.
You know,
I'm just being polite.
I'm one of those people. I'm like that. That's so not something to argue about.
I know it's not.
Oh, he said sober. Oh, he said clean. You know what?
Get over yourself.
Yeah, clean and sober, whatever.
I know, but I'm just being polite.
I don't see where it's impolite, but okay. I'm not a purist. Mark, what do you do when you're unmotivated, since you were the one that said you were unmotivated before the show?
I don't know. I was thinking about it before the show. In the last 2 weeks, the only meeting I've gone to was the night we had the potluck.
That was awesome.
That's the only meeting I've gone to in the last probably 2 weeks.
That was the only meeting many of those people there had gone to in the last 2 weeks, because there was a potluck.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was.
I loved it. I thought it was an absolutely stunning meeting.
But, I mean, I've got a meeting I'm secretary of that I haven't been to 3 out of the last 4 weeks.
Wow. I know.
Thanks for covering that for me.
I was there. Sweet.
I just, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where I need to take a look at that, because I've followed that pattern before.
Now, the last week or so, you've had relatives around that haven't been around in a long time.
This is true.
I mean, you got your wife back in town. You got your kids around that aren't here usually. Yep.
Yeah, my son's home. He hasn't been home since late September. And, you know, he's here and Peg's home. And, you know, so.
So are you saying you're just unmotivated to go to meetings, but you're motivated to do other things?
Oh, I'm very motivated to do other things. I mean, I've been having a blast the last couple of weeks, but
I remember when you got unmotivated to go to meetings for a while.
For 8 years.
I was going to say, I was sure, you know, because you had, I mean, like the way CA was when it was still fairly new. I mean, you had, you know, 4 or 5 years, and I was new. And then you were gone, and I'm like, wow, they're right. Even people with time go out. Because I'm like, you didn't come back. I remember clearly the one night you walked in. I'm like, you look familiar.
I'm back.
I can't remember exactly from where, but you look familiar.
I never went away, but I'm back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just been, I don't know. I have not. If I go, I go, but it's not anything that I, you know, oh, my God, I have to get done and go to my meeting. Or I just take a look, and if I'm busy, I'm busy.
Well, I find that my motivations change depending on what it is. Because, like, right now, one of my favorite meetings for all time has always been the Thursday night meeting I go to. Right now, I'm sort of unmotivated to go to it because I'm finding what happened to me a number of years ago is happening again. It's like, I'll be secretary, then I'll be treasurer, then I'll be GSR, then I'll be, you know, it's like I've had like three or four commitments in a row at that meeting. And there are a couple other things that I wouldn't mind doing on a Thursday. Every once in a while, I'd like to go back out to the Las Encinas meeting that used to be one of my home groups on
not
a Thursday.
Anymore.
I'd like to go to the
not
cigar
there
meeting. There's a cigar meeting
Las
in
Las Encinas meeting's not there anymore.
Huh? The what?
The Las Encinas meeting isn't there anymore.
It's not?
Nope.
There was two in one night. They're both gone, the AA and the CA?
There's a Sunday morning meeting there.
The Great Adventure meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous isn't there anymore?
Mm-hmm. I don't go to AA. I don't know.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about.
I'm not motivated to go.
No, the Sunday is a CA meeting.
Right.
But the thing is, like, with Thursdays, I just haven't, I've gone fairly solidly. I mean, I miss every once in a while, but, you know, in the last 21 years, I haven't missed too many. There was a time for about 6 or 7 months when I stopped going to that meeting completely. I'd been secretary twice. I'd been treasurer like 2 or 3 times. For literally about 3 or 4 years in a row, I had a commitment. And then I said, I got to go to some other meetings. So I started going to some other meetings. I came back. When I left, the meeting must have had 75, 80 people in it. Came back. It was in the nurse's lounge. It was like 5 people, and every one of them had at least one commitment.
Well, you'd have to.
Huh?
You'd have to.
They did. Matter of fact, on Thursday, I did secretary and treasurer, and Shelly put out the literature, and did the coffee, and
did the setup, and did the cleanup.
Yeah, and somebody did the chip. None of the people that were normally there were really there. You know what? The treasurer was there on Saturday. Oh, that was Saturday the treasurer was there.
I'm going to give it up the end of January.
Well, yeah. We're supposed to give it up in October, I think.
Yeah, well, we experimented.
We're looking
with that.
For someone to railroad.
I set up a test balloon. It didn't go well.
Yeah. That was, well, no one knows what we're talking about for that, so it doesn't matter. Shelly.
What?
So, let's say you have a sponsee who feels unmotivated to do something in particular.
All my sponsees have been unmotivated.
So, what
do
you
tell them?
That's
why they're no longer around.
So what do you tell them? Yeah, let's say you had a sponsee right now, and they're like unmotivated to, I don't know, go to a meeting. What do you tell them?
To go anyway. You don't get a choice.
Tell them you do it or die?
I didn't want to go to the meeting on Saturday. I really didn't. I wanted to stay home and go to bed.
Yeah, you told me that too.
I did.
I guilted her into it.
I stayed home and went to bed.
Yeah, she really didn't want to go.
But I went anyway because it was Christmas and there might be somebody there that needed me to be there.
How was the meeting?
It was good.
Small.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of people. Oh. There was 6 or 7, 8, something like that. It was good, though. It was good. We had an excellent holiday. We had some people. We had some people out. We had listener Sarah was out, had dinner with us and stuff. That was very cool. Went and broke my friend out of his recovery center, Bridges Recovery Center, for a while. Shout out to Bridges in El Monte. Broke him out for a while. Took him to our house.
Cool.
So by the time this show goes up, because we're going to have to soon do the New Year's show.
We'll all have gone out.
Yeah. New Year's resolutions, anybody coming up?
Next show.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to do the New Year's show next.
Okay.
You'll go up before this show. People are really going to be confused about this segment.
Yeah. So, Mark?
Yes?
What would your final words on getting motivated or being unmotivated be?
Speaking from where I'm at, which is the only place I can speak from, I think that the biggest difference for me is I recognize the signs now when I'm unmotivated. And I know I got to get up and go do things. You know, I mean, I've got to go to meetings, and it's hard because right now, like you said, I have, you know, my wife's in town for another week, and then she's got to go back on assignment, and I want to get as much time with her as I can while she's here, and, you know, my kids are home, and I've got plans with kids all week long. And
so in other words, what you're telling us, you're not going to be at any of the meetings this week either.
I'm telling you, we'll see what happens.
Shelly, what would your final words on the subject be?
Well, you know, when I was drinking, I used booze as a motivator a lot because
yeah, you were pretty motivated.
I was pretty motivated to get my booze, but but I could only drink during a certain window of opportunity, so to speak, because I had rules for drinking. So I used to use the booze as a motivator. Let's get everything done and do everything that we have to do first so we can get home and drink.
I should do that?
So I got a lot done in a short amount of time.
Get all the house clean, get all the gardening done.
Because I needed to drink.
And then I can drink?
So, well, no, now, you know, a good idea, something that I do sometimes when I really, really, when I've got chores around the house to do and all I want to do is sit around on Fartbook.
Fartbook.
I use other things as motivators. Okay, if I go to a noon meeting and then do the laundry and get the kitchen cleaned up, then I can go and listen to my book on tape and watch one of my TV shows or something.
I'm calling shenanigans.
What?
Liar!
Why?
She wears the headphones while she's cleaning. She listens to book on tape 24/7.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You do not do that stuff to give yourself time to do book on tape.
No.
Because you listen to book on tape while you're doing it.
But I can only crochet when I'm not doing other things.
Okay, crochet.
Uh-huh.
Have you been crocheting? And Facebook.
No, not lately.
she's like, let's see. I have to do all this stuff so I could go hear my book on tape. No, because you listen to book on tape all
day. Honestly,
well, I need
the one
to do
thing,
that because I'm crocheting.
The thing
When's
that motivates
the last time
me the most?
Well, I haven't really done it.
The thing that motivates me the most is if I go to my meeting and I get all my crap done and I do everything I'm supposed to do, I can get into bed and listen to my book on tape and watch TV at the same time.
And go to sleep.
Do you guys want to hear
and
the
go
real,
to sleep.
Do you want to hear the real story? She says, if I do all my, you know, if I clean the kitchen, I can go on Facebook and play Fish World.
I don't play Fish World at night.
The fishies are sleeping.
What are you talking about at night?
The fish sleep at night.
Yeah, sleep with the fishes.
Well, what's the motivator there? Because the Fish World is the first thing I do in the morning anyway. I do that at 6 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning.
I pee.
Yeah, first thing I do is pee. Yeah.
Well, first thing I do is feed all the animals. But at any rate, the whole freaking point, if you let me finish, the whole point was that to use something else as a motivator. You know, don't use the drugs and alcohol. You use something else. If you really can't get motivated, you know, go and get a coffee as your motivator. I wouldn't really want to go and get a coffee, but I need to do something else first. You know, use something healthy as a motivator as your reward.
I think for me, my biggest thing with motivation is if I really don't want to do something, I should probably be doing it. It's kind of like the whole, you hear people say that all the time. You know what? I really didn't want to come to the meeting tonight, so that's why I'm here, because I probably need to.
Do the next indicated thing?
Yeah, do what's right in front of you. You know what? That's so true. It's like tonight. I completely forgot about going on this panel. When Mark said panel, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we got to go do that. You know, it's like, do whatever's right in front of you. It's a good thing for everything. You know, you feel like getting loaded? Don't do that. Do whatever's right in front of you to do. Awesome. Awesome recovery show today.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Shelly?
What?
Do we have any friends online?
Not after this show.
Okay. We're really running out of friends at this rate.
If we had any friends, they'd be at intherooms.com, which is an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile. Join the A of your choice, meet people of like mind, go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Mark, do we have any friends back east?
Bruce.
The other white meat.
12stepgazette.com.
.com.
In the city of brotherly love, which
Bromance.
Which is under a emergency notice of weather, extreme weather today. So.
Are they? Sweet. I hope you guys made it. You know, we'll know by the time the show goes up if you guys made it out of there okay.
Yeah, because as of today, they actually canceled the football game that was supposed to be played today because the weather was so bad.
Really?
Really.
Wait a minute.
Really? Because you would not have heard from me wouldn't have called you until the football game was over, but they canceled it.
Wait.
There's no canceling in football.
I've seen games at Soldier Field where it's like 30 below zero.
Blizzard.
You can't even see the game.
They haven't canceled a game in like 6 or 7 years, and that was because of lightning that they canceled the other one.
Wow.
But
so anyway, in Philadelphia.
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Bruce, the other way, me, 12stepgazette.com. You can go read his fine publication. You can get it online. You can get it emailed to you. Or you can get it mailed to you. You can also look into getting your own franchise for your local area.
Sweet.
Of the 12-Step Gazette recovery101.net.com. Contact Bruce.
I think if you go on recovery101.net, there is an image that says 12-Step Gazette. You can click on that. It'll take you to their page. You can write to Bruce, and I think there might even be a link on that page about franchises. So check it out. I think what's going to happen is they'll basically give you the thing ready to go. You fill it in with the advertisers from your area, and it's a way to grow this 12-Step Gazette thing and to make yourself some money in recovery and help some people out. We've got emails where you can send us topics, rants, raves, and, of course, the boozy news. And we will and we'll put it up. You can email us at recovery_101@hotmail, recovery101radio@gmail, recovery101radio@hotmail. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62. Shelley, who's the lead out music by? Oh, I caught her. Wow. Like deer in the headlights.
I don't know. My mind's gone completely blank.
Mark, who's the lead out music by?
8 Days Clean.
I was going to say deer number two. 8 Days Clean. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Bye-bye.
Then they'll wake up to their favorite bottle. They're gonna filter through the